show that you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may join us online over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy all the features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. Submit to it what you like. News article, something fun, maybe a YouTube video, whatever you think is interesting, whatever you think our listeners will like, because then it is open for voting on the front page of the site, and it's basically a Reddit integrated front page. You can see what I mean. Go to freetalklive.com. Vote on the stuff you like. You can vote down the stuff you dislike, and in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you think is important. So go to freetalklive.com. We're here live at Porkfest X. It's the 10th edition. There has been so much going on. It gets even more difficult year after year here at Porkfest to really even put your finger on all the different things that are happening today. Just to give you a brief example of some of the stuff that happened this morning, of course, there's hours and hours of radio being produced here, various different shows.
Like 60 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so 60 hours over the whole week from the LRN.FM studios. There was a hike that was off-site this morning, a dehydrating seminar about dehydrating food, so you can learn
better
stuff.
Than dehydrating people.
Yep, you can learn stuff here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can get your face painted this morning. Also, education in New Hampshire, a panel featuring teachers, parents, and activists giving a full range of information about educational options in New Hampshire, including government, private, homeschool, etc. There was a teen and adult hula hoop dance workshop that happened today. Agorist pitch tryouts. Apparently, they're going to have some sort of a pitch competition. I'm not sure if that's pitching a baseball or pitching the idea of agorism, but yogurt making seminar. You could learn how to make yogurt if you were here today. A toddler playgroup. There's always stuff to do for the kids all day long here at the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then here, this looks like it would have been a good one to attend. Free State Project, Where We Came From. It was 11 to noon this morning with some old school movers, some people that have been here for a long time to kind of reflect at, you know, what has gone before? Where are we now? But how do we get here? With over 1,100 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, over 14,000 pledged to make the move and to join with others who love the ideas of liberty so much they're willing to pick up their lives and get active for freedom here in New Hampshire, as we did, Mark, you and I, back in 2006 when we made the move as early movers. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this event. We're not done yet. This is Thursday night as we're doing the show. There's still two full more Free Talk Live shows Friday and Saturday night that we'll be performing here. So you can still come out, check out Free Talk Live, check out this event with what's promised to be around 1,500 people that are going to be attending. And they're all great. Some of them more, I guess, historically noteworthy than others. David Friedman is with us tonight. He is a somewhat well-known author, isn't he, Mark Edge?
Yeah, that's right. He's known certainly well in the Liberty community.
Certainly in the Economist community as well.
Right. And he's the son of Milton Friedman. I hate that I have to introduce somebody as being the progeny of someone, but it is a noteworthy name. So, and David, what's that like? I mean, every time you get introduced as the progeny of Milton Friedman. You've got some really great books of your own, and so what's that experience like for you?
On the whole, I prefer not to be so introduced. Thank you.
Right. I can imagine that. I mean, you've got a whole lifetime's worth of work, and it's so important.
But if you disapprove of introducing me in that way, perhaps you ought not to do it.
I understand. So I saw today a debate discussion today between you and Bob Murphy regarding the Chicagoan school and the Austrian school and of economics. And I wanted you to explain for the audience, what's the difference between these two schools of thought?
I was happy to explain the approach to economics that I take and that people I'm associated with take. I don't think I'm in a position to define other people's views. And as far as I can tell, different people who consider themselves Austrians have different ideas about what Austrian economics is. So that half I can't answer. I was trying to explain what I thought was the Chicago School approach, which is that economic theory provides you with plausible guesses about the real world, but not generally with certain conclusions, that the world is a complicated place, and it's very hard to think of any conclusion which couldn't, under some circumstances, be false, given even the assumptions of the economics, and that therefore the normal approach is to form theories that tell you what you think will happen, try to make predictions from those theories, see if those predictions fit the facts, and if not, try to change your theory accordingly.
So, and also you did another speech, doing or have done another speech on alternative legal systems. I read a blog post regarding sort of how, I guess, Arab legal systems by you, the Arab legal systems were separate from the state, and I thought that was fascinating. I guess you're going to be covering that?
I gave that talk at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
How was that?
And it was about legal systems different from ours, so that the Islamic legal system was only one of a bunch that I talked about. I talked about Periclean Athens, Saga period Iceland, traditional Somali, Roman child gypsies, and probably three or four others that I'm forgetting.
And so, you know, traditional Iceland, medieval Iceland, is something that you've written on to some extent, and this was a stateless society, essentially.
It was not a stateless society.
Okay.
It was a society in which there was a legislature and a court system, but no executive arm of government. So that there were laws, there were courts to settle disputes, but once you got your verdict, it was up to you to enforce it.
So
in that case, it had some but not all of the features of the kind of society that extreme libertarians like to imagine.
Now, and oftentimes when people, one of the thoughts that the people will put out there is that, well, if you think the ideas of liberty are so great, why don't you move to Somalia? What you know, what is it that they mean when they say that? And you know, what would be your response to that, Sam?
My response to that would be that the actual history of Somalia is that at least the northern Somalis, probably the Somalis in general, had a functioning stateless society for a long period of time. There's research. There's a London School of Economics anthropologist, now retired, who has been studying them since the 1950s and has written about them extensively. Northern Somalia was under British rule and southern Somalia under Italian rule. Sometime, I think, in the early 1960s, Italy and England pulled out, establishing in the process the country of Somalia, with a central government, democratic central government, which is something Somalia had never had, and it was not a part of their institutions. That government remained democratic for a number of years, and there was then a military coup by a man by the name of Barre, and he ran it as a military dictatorship for a while. He got into a war with Ethiopia, which is sort of a traditional rival of Somalia, next-door neighbor. When he got into the war, the USSR was supporting Somalia, but it decided to switch sides, with the result that the Somalis didn't do very well. Barre was overthrown. The central government collapsed, and the UN decided that Somalia needed a central government, has been trying to establish one ever since.
Right, really throwing the turmoil in there.
The people in Somalia, especially near the capital, figured out, being intelligent people, that if there was going to be a government, it was better to be the ruler than to be the ruled, and so they've been fighting over who's going to run the central government the UN is trying to establish.
So it's basically warlords fighting over being anointed by the UN, essentially?
I don't know what the term warlord means. It gets used too much. In northern Somalia, the Somalis themselves established what they called the Republic of Somaliland, in roughly the area that had been the British-occupied area. The UN and the U.S. refused to recognize the Republic of Somaliland, which on the whole has managed to function tolerably well, basically because doing that would be admitting that Somalia wasn't one country, and they insist that there is a country called Somalia, and any year now they'll manage to impose a government on it. So I would have said that the chaos in Somalia is mainly the fault of outside powers trying to establish a state, and the traditional system, I wouldn't say it worked wonderfully, but it pretty clearly worked better than the central government that was set up in the 60s when the powers pulled out.
Now, the traditional system, isn't it called the Zier, X-E-E-R, some sort of a tribalistic setup?
I am not sure that one can give an adequate description of an entire legal system in the context of a talk show.
It is really...
If people are sufficiently curious, I'm writing a book on legal systems very different from ours based on a seminar I teach. The current draft of the book is up on my webpage, which is www.daviddfriedman.com. And I am happy to have comments from people about that.
David, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit in here on Free Talk Live. And you said that folks can go to DavidDFriedman.com.
Correct.
And they can read the draft, the entire thing?
They can read the draft as it now exists. The Islamic chapter is wrong. I haven't revised it since I learned more about that system. The Somali chapter, I think, is reasonably accurate from what I now know.
I hope you've been enjoying yourself here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's been fun.
Thanks for coming out and joining us. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online by heading over to freetalklive.com and getting interactive on the site in a variety of different ways. One of them, you vote on stuff on the front page, and the more votes it gets, the better off that item is. Different items submitted by listeners like you. Could be a news item, could be a blog post, it could be a YouTube video. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. It's completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
The biggest liberty-oriented event of the year is Freedom Fest. Speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will now be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge. It's held in Las Vegas, and there's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you do not want to miss. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now. It's FreedomFest.com.
There's always a lot going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and a lot of special guests milling about the campground who have spoken already in this particular guest case, but also will be speaking again tomorrow, apparently. His name is Doug French. And, Doug, I didn't get the chance to see your presentation on Tuesday. It was about the Las Vegas crash, Austrian business theory in real life. You're from the Mises Institute originally, is that right?
Yeah, I spent 3.5 years at the Mises Institute, but prior to that, I actually lived in Las Vegas. Speaking of Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, I was a banker there for a couple of decades, and I had the good fortune of, by accident, studying under Murray Rothbard, wrote a thesis about speculative bubbles, and then, as a banker, participated in blowing up a speculative bubble. So I have a rather
personal experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So you spoke about the Las Vegas crash. So is that a real estate crash that you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Right after 9/11, the Fed stepped on the gas, as we know, in terms of the liquidity. They pushed interest rates down to all-time lows. And in Vegas, that just sent a flood of money into the market to buy real estate. People were taking out what were known as liar loans. And
I had one of those. Basically, yeah. Had to have a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody got in the real estate business. I think at one time, one out of every 10,000 people in Vegas had a real estate license. And, you know, people who were doing meaningful work like cocktail waitresses and strippers, you know, became real estate agents and mortgage brokers. And, you know, it was the worst possible thing, but everybody piled in. And home prices, roughly on an average, just about tripled. But land prices went up 8-9 times when the Fed lowered rates. But when the Fed jacked up rates to kind of get the boom under control, then we had the Vegas crash.
Mm. Now, was the Vegas crash separate from the sort of greater real estate bubble?
No, it wasn't. It was just a part of it. I mean, it really was the poster child for what went on nationwide. And, you know, a number of banks failed, and I actually worked at a bank that that failed. So I'm very infinitely involved, intimately involved in what happened.
Now, I have heard that Vegas was among the top markets harmed during the real estate bubble. Can you give me some sort of comparisons between other markets and like what happened in Vegas?
Well, I think Vegas, I think nationwide home prices, say, went down from their peak of, say, a third. In better parts of the country, maybe the middle part of the country, maybe home prices have gone down 10% or 15%. In Vegas, home prices went down 65%. And when we're talking about raw land, especially raw casino land, we're talking a price drop from the bubble, peak of the bubble of 90%.
So you could have bought a piece of land for $10 million and it's worth $1 million, and whoever was investing in that has lost.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what is this casino land exactly? I mean, is there land to build another casino on the Strip?
Yeah, there's plenty of land now. In fact, the guys, they were called El Al. They bought the Frontier, and you know, they paid $33 million an acre. They paid $1.2 billion for that site. They knocked down the Frontier. They were going to build a brand-new hotel. The crash occurred. That land is still vacant, and I don't know when something will happen with that. The Echelon was a $5 billion project that the Boyd Group was going to do. That thing sat as steel for years. The Fountain Blue was constructed. They even had the furnishings in. Then it went bankrupt. And Carl Icahn bought it for $150 million. Hmm. And he just sold the furnishings. And he may take the building down, just sell the steel. So, you know, Vegas is really quite unique for, you know, the crash aspect of this.
Is it coming back now? I've heard that Vegas might be coming back now. Obviously, people have lost a lot of money, and I want to address that in just a second. But is Vegas coming back?
Well, Vegas is coming back a little bit, but it's very odd. And I addressed this in my talk the other day. Home prices are up 30% in the last year. In fact, some builders are pulling lots of permits and buying lots of land. However, there's 20,000 vacant homes in Vegas, and there's another 80,000 homes where the occupants have made a payment in 3 years. So you got 100,000 homes that are essentially non-performing. And yet, the rest of the market sees a supply shortage, and they're trying to respond to that. Eventually, this foreclosure pipeline is going to get cleared, and probably to the bank's benefits, and you're going to see a whole new supply rush hit Vegas and probably take those prices back down.
Wow. You know, well, I just want to address one thing. You were talking about this phenomenal amount of money lost by some of these investors, and what you'll hear is this economic fallacy that's bandied about, usually by people that don't know much about economics, is that when somebody makes money, somebody loses money. As though, you know, there's a certain amount of money on the table, somebody got it and somebody lost it. But in these circumstances where somebody paid $33 million an acre, and now it's not worth that. Nobody made any money off of that.
Well, the guy that made money off of it obviously was the guy that sold the Frontier, and he did real well and set on his money, and then he bought Treasure Island next door on the cheap when MGM Grand needed to get rid of it.
He looks smart, that's for sure.
He looks like the smartest guy in the room right now, and you know, he's a good old boy that, you know, doesn't have shareholders to answer to. He's just a, you know, individual entrepreneur. And that's who's doing well in Vegas, is the individual entrepreneurs.
Is it because committees have a tougher time making decisions?
Well, I think that, you know, the public public corporations, you know, have to live quarter to quarter. They have to satisfy Wall Street. They have to satisfy investors, and that drives some decisions that maybe aren't the best in the long term. We certainly saw that with publicly traded home builders who just bought land and bought land and just for higher and higher prices so they could feed their home building machines.
Doug, can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right. I really want to talk not only about, I think we've covered what you did already here at Porkfest with the speech about Vegas, but I have to say this speech you've got coming up tomorrow, Why Democracy Doesn't Work, that's got to be a shocker for a lot of people. Maybe not so much here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but maybe in our audience to hear someone say that. So we want to come back and talk more about that with you here in moments. Doug French is with us from Laissez-Faire Books and formerly of Mises. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, learn more about this amazing Freedom Festival that lasts for an entire week in the woods of northern New Hampshire. The sun has completely set. It is pitch black outside. Inevitably, temperature is going to already likely has cooled down quite a bit. Last night, it was actually pretty chilly up here in the White Mountains where we are over 1,000 feet from what I understand above sea level. I think I heard somebody say it was like 1,600 or 1,400 feet. Things get a little cooler up here, even though it is technically almost summertime.
It was really fine up at my hotel room.
I bet it was. And I'm sure it was fine in a cozy blanket and sleeping bag, as many people are camping on the campgrounds here throughout Rogers Campground. Over 1,000 people have registered for this event this year. Over 1,500 are expected to show up, because usually several hundred just kind of show up on a whim and pay the full price rather than getting the early registration deal. There are still plenty of activities scheduled. Friday, Saturday, loaded up with stuff to do, people to watch, panel discussions to be had. Tomorrow morning, I will be hosting the Civil Disobedience panel at the Free Keene Pavilion with some longtime civil disobedient heroes of mine, Lauren Canario, Ademo Freeman, Derek J., and Jim Johnson. All four people, including myself, or in addition to myself, have spent time behind bars for standing up for our beliefs, and so maybe we'll be able to impart some of that experience experience to you through our conversation. But also tomorrow, our guest here in the studio, Doug French, is going to be speaking again. And this conversation that he'll be having will be a little bit different from the one about Las Vegas. It's called Democracy Doesn't Work. We're going to continue with Doug here in moments.
BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Many of them are from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, that's Ingram Micro, and they're currently at a 0% markup. How can they afford to do a 0% markup? Well, for one thing, they don't have to pay any credit card fees. So with Bitcoins, you don't have to have a billing address or any of those things, because Bitcoin is it's a currency that allows you to send and receive money on the internet virtually, you know, very quickly, with having to pay little or no fees, depending on how you want to do it. Sometimes if you want to make it happen a little faster, you can toss in a penny or something like that. Anyway, BitcoinStore.com, if you want laptops or tablets or flat screen TVs, desktops, whatever you're looking to get, Bitcoin Store's got it, and they've got it lower than you're going to be able to get it anywhere, but you have to use Bitcoins. BitcoinStore.com.
Doug French is with us, formerly involved with the Mises University, also now involved with Laissez-Faire Books. We've had, of course, Jeffrey Tucker on this program, who is one of your co-owners, co-founders. What's your role with Laissez-Faire?
Well, we're both, I guess Jeffrey's in charge, and I'm a senior editor there, but I work in the same office with Jeffrey, so Jeffrey's quite a personality to spend day after day with.
And he's fun to do a radio show.
Oh, he's absolutely, well, he's probably fun to do everything with, actually. But he was very happy to know that I acquired my first Bitcoins I was here at Porkfest, and so he was very, very pleased with that.
Yeah, he's come up to a number of Free State Project events. Is this your first Free State Project-related event?
It actually is, yeah. It's the first time that I've been enticed up here, and it's growing on me every day.
Fantastic. When did you arrive?
I arrived on Monday evening.
All right, so you've definitely seen the event kind of ramping up as the week goes on. Normally, where are you speaking? I mean, like hotel convention kind of place?
Yeah, it's generally stuffy academic stuff.
Big change of pace, huh?
Yeah, people are wearing suits, and of course I was silly enough to wear a suit the other day, and probably will do it again. But somebody described this to me just a while ago as hippies with guns, and I guess that's probably not too far off. But, you got these great stories. You heard it a while ago about, a bear gets hit on the road, and, you find a fire, and grill the bear, and that doesn't happen at every sort of academic libertarian event that you
That's
go
not
to.
Going on in Auburn?
Well, it actually could go on in Auburn, but I haven't heard of it.
So tell me about democracy, because a lot of people believe in this idea. I don't know so much within the liberty movement, but a number of our listeners may really believe that democracy is a good idea. I mean, that's after all what they were taught in government schools. But you're going to tell people tomorrow here at Porkfest, and I believe bright and early. Wait, no. Early or in the afternoon?
No, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Bright and early.
That's bright and early.
Yeah, it would have been for Murray Rothbard, actually.
So tell me about it. Why is democracy no good?
Well, the contention of my speech is that democracy, unfortunately, attracts the wrong people. And I think Hayek famously wrote in The Road to Serfdom that the worst always rise to the top in democracy. And it's primarily because as candidates, they have to appeal to the lowest level. And so you get a breed of sociopath that, connects with the masses to get themselves elected. And so what I do is actually weave Hans Hermann Hoppe's idea of a natural elite, which would be people in Abraham Maslow's pyramid, to be self-actualized people that are naturally smart, people that the other people looked up to naturally. Those in a free market or a lack of democracy, that's who would be in charge. In a democracy, we have the people who fall just short of being self-actualized. These are the people that need attention. They'll do anything. Any means justifies any ends.
You think they'd be happy with radio shows?
You would think so. You'd think that'd satisfy them. But no, they like to be. They want to be in charge. They want to boss people around, and that sends up who gets elected. And I mean, there's been various police chiefs around the country say that, you know, there's a direct correlation between the studies they've found, personality traits between serial killers and politicians. And so it's all kinds of things like that that I'm going to kind of throw at this speech tomorrow.
But police chiefs still follow what the politicians say.
Well, absolutely. They know where the bread is buttered. But
I wonder if they've done any studies on the personalities of police chiefs.
Well, I'm waiting for that. But, of course, police chiefs where I'm from are politicians. Mm. You essentially have to run for that if you're going to be sheriff or in charge of the police force. Of course, I'm up against Buzz's, gay dance party.
No,
so I'm not sure.
Three.
Well, I know, and I'm on at four, so I'm right
still
in the heart
of time.
I'm right in the heart of the dance party. So I'm not sure anybody will show up, but I hope they do.
You don't want to wear the suit to the dance party. You can still come for an hour before your speech.
Okay, good idea.
Do you have sparkly hot pants?
No, but there's
a lot of them there.
There's still time. I got the feeling I need something to stuff, in the pants. But anyway.
That's happening too.
Yeah.
So, Doug, tell me more about Laissez-Faire Books. What's happening there right now? What's coming next for you guys?
Well, we have a Laissez-Faire Club, which for what I think is a relatively small amount, $10 a month, or we run specials all the time. People get to download e-books twice a month. These are some of the classic books of Liberty. Of course, you get one going forward every other week, but you sign up today. You sign on now, you get the library that's already there. That's 50 books.
Everyone that you've already released.
We've already released, you get. And you get some great writers like Rothbard and Rand and some of the greats, Chodorov and Jeffrey Tucker, of course. Everybody wants to read Bourbon for Breakfast. It seems like that ought to be the handbook for Pork Fest. Yeah.
And that's LFB.org.
That is LFB.org. So, we have an original article every day on there. Jeffrey and I try to populate the blog as well. And but there's all kinds of benefits if you sign up for membership.
Doug French, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight and spending a couple segments with us. Really appreciate the info. And LFB.org for Laissez-Faire Books, great site. I worked with Laissez-Faire Books before you guys took over, and we did an audiobook version of The Market for Liberty with LFB's permission, and distribute it for free over at book.freetalklive, or books, rather, .freetalklive.com. People can download that. It's one of my favorites. And you guys are, I believe, still carrying that. So,
yeah.
Doug French,
thanks so much.
Speaking tomorrow, 4 to 5 o'clock, why democracy doesn't work here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you can't make it up here this weekend, schedule the time for next year. We don't yet know when it's going to be, but it's usually sometime in June, like the first week or the last week of spring, typically. But you should make it if you can. Come for Friday, come for Saturday. Even if it's just one day, it may still, I think, be worth the trip to be around over 1,000 liberty-loving people in the woods of Northern New Hampshire. More coming up for Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you. I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralex gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralex works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralex Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralexRelief.com. MigralexRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain in this edition of the program here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th edition Porkfest X. And it's so great to be here, as always, with a wonderful studio audience. Thanks to everybody for coming in here tonight. Really appreciate you spending time with us when there are many other things for you to do. I mean, it's so difficult to even talk about it, all the different stuff on the schedule here, because, I mean, there's just so much. I don't want to sound routine jumping through literally item after item after item. Every day as the Porcupine Freedom Festival goes on, we've got a like an 8.5 by 11 size, basically like a program guide folded in half, so kind of half sheets of paper. Wednesday had a total of 1, 2, 3.5 pages. Thursday, 1, 2, 3, 4 full pages. Tuesday was like 2 pages. Each day it just keeps getting loaded up. The schedule just keeps getting loaded with more and more content, more things to do and see. Earlier today there was one I really wanted to see called The Libertarian Guide to North Korea, the happiest place on the planet, by a gentleman who apparently has gone to North Korea. So just,
and it's really happy
to meet somebody like that. I think there's a little tongue-in-cheek there. Also, the Chicago versus Austrian school debates. Learn how to build your own black powder rifle. You actually ended up, if you advance registered for that, you ended up walking away with your own black powder rifle earlier today. Carla Garrix did the Soapbox Idol auditions, which is a very popular event that happens later on this week in the evening, where activists will get up and rant for about 3 minutes on whatever topic they feel so inclined, and then there will be a judgment, and someone will walk away the soapbox idol at the end of it all. So they've been doing auditions for that all week. The Free Radio Expo, taking control of the airwaves. Mark, you and I, we hosted that one with a decent little group of folks who were very interested and had a lot of great questions about broadcasting without a license and also using two-way radios for activist communications. And that only takes us up to about 3 o'clock this afternoon, where there was the Made the Move panel. These are people who recently decided to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Let's go quickly to Tom, who is in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I just want to point something out here. The cost of for a candidate or anybody else to get the statewide voter list ranges from download it for free off the state's website for Ohio up to $30,000 for Alabama.
Wow.
And, yeah, 1 cent per name, so that's what it works out to. And in some states, it's only available to candidates and...
Candidates and what?
Political groups.
Okay.
But for other states, it's available to anybody. And what I'm getting at here is that if you've already donated all the money that you can to your favorite candidate, all the amount of money that you're legally allowed to, okay, what is there any law against, hey, you know, I'm doing some genealogy work. I want to see if there's any Edgington names in Alabama. I'm going to spend $30,000 and buy the list so I can look up and see if I find any family members living in Alabama. And, oh, candidate, oh, you need a copy of this? Here. Save the candidate $30,000.
I'm sorry, I missed the last two sentences. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, there was some trouble on the line, but it would be a way to, for somebody who has already donated all they're legally allowed to donate to a candidate's campaign, they don't buy the list for the candidate. They buy the list for themselves, for their own reference.
Okay.
They keep it around the house, but they also happen to make a copy of it to give to that candidate, so now they just give the candidate all that money.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, so I guess anybody that wants to go buy a voter's list in Alabama is going to have to pony up. So special guest joining us here in the remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live, as we are broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we can hear the crowd. I don't know what is going on down there in the pavilion right now, but they definitely do sound like they're having a good time. This must be the Agorist Pitch, a contest to promote agorism wherein those competing will deliver a 5-minute pitch for an agorist business idea in front of a crowd and 3 judges. The judges themselves are agorists. These are people who want to do business without asking the government's permission and know a lot about these things, and will include some of the sponsors of the contest. There's even $1,000 in Bitcoin, $500 in silver, and an ounce of gold up for grabs in this particular contest.
So I'm going to grow tomatoes and not pay the state.
The stakes
are
high. So it sounds like it's really an enjoyable thing. Jim Cox is with us now. He is the author of a few different books, one of which I had not heard of, The Haiku Economist, and the other I had, Minimum Wage, Maximum Damage. Definitely familiar with that one. I haven't read it, but definitely appreciate the perspective, as I understand it. Jim, welcome to Free Talk Live. Oh, let me turn on your mic. Let's try that again.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, yes. Jim. Thank you for being here. Did you speak today, or is that still to come?
No, I spoke yesterday morning.
Okay. And what about?
The 5-sector political spectrum. It's.
I heard about this.
Yeah, it's an expanded version of the world's smallest political quiz that the Advocates for Self-Government promote.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to teach.
Advocates.org?
The Advocates.org. Yep. Yeah. And I used to teach political science, so I made a longer version that I think, you know, with more policy issues makes it a bit more accurate, potentially at least.
And yeah, some people's critiques of the world's smallest political quiz, which I think we may still have linked at quiz.freetalklive.com, if you want to take it for yourself, if you've never done this, is that it's only a 10-question quiz. And now that's a good thing if you're out at a county fair or something and you just want to give somebody a quick guide to whether or not they might be libertarian. But there are certain, you know, people who are going to answer in a certain way some of those questions that may not really reveal accurately what their political perspective is. So how many questions, how many questions did you expand this?
It's 60 policy issues.
Okay.
So it's in effect 60 questions.
So, yeah, much more accurate. But what else has changed about this besides the questions? Because is the chart the same? The world's smallest political quiz is sort of known for its diamond chart, where centrists are in the center, authoritarians are at the bottom, and then libertarians are at the top. To the left, you have the left, and to the right, you have the right.
Yes, I use that grid exactly.
I see. So you took the exact same grid and just spent a little bit more time fleshing out the content.
That's right.
Neat. Where do you find this thing?
It's at my homepage at the college I teach at, Georgia Perimeter College, Jim Cox, and you'll see a link there, the five-sector political quiz.
So what should I do, Google Jim Cox and quiz?
I would Google Jim Cox and Georgia Perimeter College.
Georgia what college?
Perimeter.
Perimeter, okay. Yeah, that's like, what I thought you were saying. I never heard of it before.
The college is along a perimeter highway, so that's where they come.
I see. Very good. And tell me about this other book you've got. We've got it sitting right here, The Haiku Economist. It's very interesting. I can't say I'm somebody who would really be attracted to an economics book, but this one looks like something that might be able to be, read by someone like me.
Well, I hope so. It's an attempt at outreach to somebody who does not want to read a 400-page textbook or whatever. And I like to compare it. Peter Schiff has a comic book out, How the Economy Grows and Why It Doesn't. And it also appeals to people that maybe aren't that into economics,
yeah,
but could tolerate it reading a comic book. And, of course, you're probably familiar with the rap video that was around a couple of years ago.
Is this the Hayek rap video?
The Hayek King's rap video.
Yeah.
So, again, you're reaching an audience that maybe wouldn't otherwise absorb these ideas. And the same thing with the Haiku Economist. It's a haiku, if you don't know or the audience needs to hear, is Japanese poetry. It's three lines of five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
That's right.
And so it's very brief. So I wrote 101 of these that are in the book, and there's also a normal explanation on the facing page to help out.
This is interesting. I was looking at it a few minutes ago. It's very interesting because it must be a challenge to take some of these ideas, these economics ideas, and really boil them down to their essence, because it's easy for somebody like, you know, David Friedman or one of these other economists to just expound and expound and expound. But here you are with literally 17 syllables,
yeah,
and you've got to make a point.
Right, and that was the whole reason I bothered to sit down and write them, is I just like the challenge. Can I actually express anything meaningful in 17 syllables? And a friend of mine, I was posting them on Facebook, and Sharon Harris, who's one of my friends, she's the head of the Advocates for Self-Government, saw it and said, let's make a book out of this. So I had no intention of my haikus becoming a book, but I'm obviously pleased that it happened.
Yeah, she's great, by the way. She came up to the Liberty Forum a couple of years ago here in New Hampshire, which is our other yearly event that we do. It takes place in the wintertime in a hotel, more of like a convention-style atmosphere. Jim, is this your first time in New Hampshire?
It is. We came specifically for Pork Fest, obviously. It's a vacation for my wife and I. And, no, I'd never been to New Hampshire before. Been to Vermont, but not New Hampshire before.
What do you think of the crowd here, these people that you're meeting?
Well, my wife was just commenting. She spoke to the folks that run the campground, and they're so pleased with the behavior of this 1,500 people. So many people here, so well-behaved.
Armed.
And they're armed. I'm not a gun person particularly. It's a little troublesome to me to walk around with people with guns on their hip, but I'm getting used to it.
You don't feel menaced, though, right?
Like, no, I do not feel menaced.
It's just unusual.
It's very unusual.
Where'd you come from, Jim?
Georgia.
Okay.
Outside of Atlanta.
We're from Florida originally. Great to have you on Free Talk Live. And Jim Cox is his name. And the website, not easy to access. So go to Amazon. Can you get it through Amazon?
Well, I wish you could.
OnlyTheAdvocates.org.
OnlyTheAdvocates.org. And they have mother too.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.